debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Official Off the Rails show for the year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's the standard. I cannot believe the year is over, but time just won't slow down for us. Now, will it?
It's also the last Off the Rails show on Twitch.
Yeah. Oh, on Twitch, right? Because we're doing a double DP, right? Coming back for the new year.
That is correct.
So get excited for that. We do have a Bubble 199 tonight. So make sure you tune in for that, 8 to 10 p.m. And I believe that as soon as the show is over, we are outie. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Which is good. I fly out tomorrow to California, which I'm very excited about. I was at first a little apprehensive because I'm like, what am I gonna do? I mean, I love seeing my dad and stuff, but I mean, like, I'm gonna be there for 10 days. 10 whole days. Reached out to, I have two contacts.
Mm-hmm.
One of them will not be in town. Okay. So I was like, all right. And then the second one, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. One of my best friends from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't see her, then I'll just, I guess, live at the gym, you know?
Oh.
I was going to call my mom yesterday. I decided not to, and I'm very glad I didn't because I was in somewhat of a combative mood.
Okay.
And sometimes I just want to, I'm feeling feisty. But here's the thing. You got to be feisty before like 6 p.m. You can't be trying to wind down, oh, well, which is what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, I'll eat dinner. I'll do the dishes. And then I'll call my mom and see what the rules are in regards to. And by rules, I don't mean California state law.
No, you mean your mom's rules.
My mom's rules. Is the real Florida Stanley, is that us, 1,000 bits? Or is that?
It is.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome. That's us, yep. Thank you very much. I want to know what the rules are. And granted, I had been watching some Rogan clips.
Rogan?
Of Dr. Peter McCullough, I want to say. And that's when I started texting Dan. I'm like, have you heard of this doctor? Because he's saying some crazy, not crazy shit, shit that Dan would say, obviously.
Okay.
But this guy, right. But I mean, this guy has been putting research into COVID and the vaccines, and he was just saying that, you know, kind of saying that this was somewhat planned, and they're not telling you the risks of the vaccine, only, you know, the positive effects that they want you to hear about, and they should not be advertising this for children, as apparently Sanjay Gupta went on Sesame Street and was telling kids to get vaccinated. And he's like, he's like, I wouldn't say that with any drug or anything. Like, you don't just say tell people to do it. You present the data. Very logical stuff. You present the data and you may let people decide for themselves if they want to take the risk. But anywho.
Not if you're trying to push something, you don't.
Right. So I'm watching this and I'm getting fired up, as I usually do, which is not the move. And so I was going to be like, hey, mom, what's the rule? What's the rules? Because I'm planning on getting a PCR test like on Tuesday,
okay,
and hopefully get it back by the next day. But I'm like, so once I get the PCR test, does that mean I can't like go to the gym? Or what if I wear a mask at the gym? Like all these things, I can't stay in my dad's like townhouse for fucking 4 days and not leave. Like
that's a long time.
That's not gonna be good for, you know, my mentals and my chickens and all that stuff. So I was feeling combative and I was like, oh, I want to call my mom and ask. But then I thought, I'm like, first off, that's not a nice call to make, especially right before I'm supposed to see my mom. And secondly, I'm trying to go to bed soon. And I don't know about you guys, but if I get myself, there's a fly around me. If I get myself worked up before bedtime, I'm not going to be able to sleep so well.
Oh, that's my problem.
Yeah. And of course, yesterday, there is a, what is going on? Do you see it?
No.
It's an OCM, I guess. But if I get myself worked up before bedtime, I have trouble falling asleep. And yesterday I was supposed to go to bed early because I fucking could have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, much like we're all addicted to our phones, we just start watching some shit, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, what am I doing? Go the fuck to bed. But I'm excited for my 10-day retreat.
What time did you actually go to bed?
I was in bed at like 10:50.
Oh, well, shit, I wasn't even home by then.
Yeah, I know. I know you decided to go to the gym. I went to the gym yesterday. It didn't go well.
I went to the gym, and then like by my gym, they're having like some kind of concert hangout. So I stayed there for a while.
So what time did you go to bed last night?
Like 1:30 or 2.
You're a fucking moron.
No, I had shit to do.
You went to bed at 1:30 or 2, and you wake up at like...
I got home at like 1.
You're going to put yourself in an early grave, sir. I thought I was bad, but that's even worse.
I was having fun.
Yeah, but still, I mean, just, you know what fun is not hating yourself the next morning. As I'm saying this, and I was hurting all day.
I'm fine.
I was chugging a fucking Monster, and I don't agree with Monsters. I don't agree with energy drinks, but here I am like, what am I going to do? I mean, they're going to sit here and be like miserable, or I'm going to fucking inject some caffeine in my veins and get this fucking party started, which is where we're at right now. So, yeah. So, Cali, for the next 10 days, I'm excited about it. A lot has happened. I'm going to put you on hold, caller. I don't feel like taking the call right now. I had my, I know we talked about it on the show, but I feel like we can go a little bit more in depth now about the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu test, which is, here's the thing about taking something new when you're in your 30s. It's a constant, and any time, but especially when you're a little bit older and maybe you have a little bit more, or you think you have a little bit more confidence, right? You're like, I know who the fuck I am. I'm not going to get railroaded because, you know, I did bad in a class. Like, who cares? I'm not trying to be a UFC fighter. What's the deal? But it's a constant struggle every day between, like, Monday after class, I felt awesome. I'm like, that was great. I'm fucking progressing. Mm-hmm. Then Wednesday I take class and I'm just like, I should quit. I suck. Like, I'm terrible. What's going on? You know, the instructor is trying to get me. I was just getting worked by the same girl and I'm getting annoyed. I'm like, how is she so much better than me? We've been taking pretty much the same amount of time. Am I an idiot? Am I a moron? And I go, well, maybe, but just like, be better. Work harder. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Started thinking about Michael Jordan. I'm like, Michael Jordan didn't make his basketball team when he was in high school, and he just worked his ass off, and he became the best player ever. I could be a jiu-jitsu master. Not really. But I feel like that's the attitude you have to go, you know, when you're going in there.
Yes.
Like, I can be better if I want to. I'm choosing not to be better. So, I don't know. It's just a constant struggle. I feel like I'm constantly on the precipice of like a mental breakdown. I'll feel really. Here's the thing about like my self-confidence, and maybe you guys can relate. I don't know. I've heard I'm pretty relatable. You could be feeling fucking awesome, and then like Kevin Hazlett will come in and be like, "Oh, you haven't paid off your car?" I'm like, no.
"How much do you owe?" You just tell you, "Well, let's just buy you a new car." And by buy you a new car, he means you need to fund it all.
I was just like, no. And then I started answering questions that I shouldn't have. I should have said, hey, that's private information, bud. But I just started spewing stuff because when Kevin asks you a question, you fucking answer the question.
No, you don't.
I know. I shouldn't have. But whatever. So then, and then I had myself all, literally 24 hours prior, I was feeling fucking awesome. I'm like, I'm the best. This is great. I'm killing it. I'm trying new things. I got hobbies now. I'm a big fan of hobbies, which is something that we lost, you know, somewhere on the line of young adulthood or late adolescence. You graduate high school, you get into college, and then you become like an adult, say, when you get your first job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just don't have hobbies anymore. Nobody.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, some people do. A lot of people don't, though. A lot of people are like, and here's the thing, I don't think working out counts as a hobby.
It doesn't.
Yeah, like if you're part of a specific club where you compete or something.
That's more hobby-ish.
Right, but if you are just like, I do the elliptical, like, the elliptical is not a hobby. So being in my 30s now, I was like, well, fuck, I don't have the family. I don't have the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I necessarily want them. I don't think I do. But I'm like, I got to get some more hobbies. I got to get shit to... I want to be a more interesting person. Is it weird that sometimes is the goal?
Yeah.
To like the goal for me is to be more interesting.
Yeah. Who like?
Like who cares?
I have some hobbies that I do because I like doing them. I don't give like, and some of them are like nerd hobbies that people are like, "What the fuck?" But like, I don't give a shit. I do it because I like to do it. I don't give a fuck what other people think about it. Like, I don't do it to be interesting to anybody else. I do it because I like doing it.
But here's the thing. I like being an interesting person and like being able to connect with different people. Like I did it for me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of being an interesting person, like being a compelling, interesting person.
Sure.
That has like, oh, yeah, I like the instructor was talking about something. He's like, who's been to Australia? I'm like, I have. Like, I was like, OK, that's cool. That's cool. Like,
that is cool.
I've done the traveling a little bit, not as much as I'd like to, but whatever.
Still,
some traveling, some
most.
Crazy shit. College, I've done the yoga. Like, there's so many different things I feel like I'm trying to do so I can relate to other people and also just get the experience for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's why I intrinsically value being, you know, trying to be somewhat cultured.
Sure.
Now, that doesn't mean appreciating culture. That's something different. That's
correct.
Something I don't have. I appreciate it on the surface.
Mm.
Like, if I walk into an Asian person's home, I'll take my shoes off. But I'm Asian in that way. I was raised in an Asian home in that way. But I was like, you take those shoes off.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't eat like dogs, but, you know.
You sure?
Yeah. But we did take our shoes off. We did. I did live in a very clean environment at home where it was like, it had to be kind of particular. Messy is different, but yeah.
There's a term for that, though.
Oh, OCD?
Yeah, OCD.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny when people compliment me on my discipline, which I did not have yesterday, but on my discipline, especially like with you know, the way that I eat or working out, and they're like, "Oh, you're so disciplined, you're so motivated." I'm like, "No, I'm mentally unwell."
Right, I'm sick.
I was in therapy for this. That'll fuck you up. I was in therapy for this. I was on fucking Prozac for a couple of years because I had a problem with my OCD. I still do, but I decided to take myself off the meds because fuck Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Xanax, that's great. They can keep making that. That's no problem. But
yeah, it really is good.
Yeah, but everything else can go fuck itself. But yeah, so when people commend me or compliment me on my discipline, I'm like, that's a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mental disorder. But on the surface, it looks like I have my shit together. But I'm motivated by fear.
Like, oh, you're so skinny. Yeah, because I throw up every day.
I did that as well.
I'm sure.
There was many years where, and it was weird because you look up bulimia and you're like, well, obviously you're throwing up. But then you have to meet like a frequency requirement in order to have it.
Okay.
If you throw up once a year because you're feeling fat, you don't technically have bulimia.
Once a year, that's nothing.
Right. But if you're, so then in the DSM, it'll tell you the frequency. And it's relatively arbitrary.
Sure.
You know, because if you're throwing up, if it's like four times a week and you're throwing up three times a week,
yeah, because
you have a problem.
Yeah, but I only eat three times, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely would say if I were to diagnose myself, which I have Raynaud's, obviously that's not a mental thing. That's a physical thing.
Well.
But yeah, I've definitely dabbled. I never dabbled in anorexia, but definitely orthorexia. Like some foods were just completely off limits. I would never even just like look at them because they make me fat.
Okay.
Over-exercising, shit like that.
Sure.
Dabbled in bulimia for a second because you can have the pleasure of eating. You can appear normal on the outside.
You were an amateur in bulimia.
Yeah. I never quite got the black belt in bulimia, but I was a blue belt.
You had a few strips.
Some strips. It's a stripe, idiot. Just kidding. I love you. I'm like, it's not a whitening strip. What the fuck? So, but yeah, going back to culture. It's funny because, like, I like learning about cultures, but I think they're all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I think I have the least amount of appreciation for that most people do have an appreciation for is tradition. I realized that over the last several years, but I was talking to my buddy Will, who I talk about. We did a podcast, and we started getting on the topic of marriage because our friends Johnny B and Leah have recently gotten engaged, and I was there for the proposal, which was cool. And Will was saying how he thought it was kind of a bitch move when men get on one knee. And I go, wow, I really haven't examined that, but I think you're kind of right. Because sometimes we just, things that are in our society, it just, because it kind of is in the fabric of all that we know, we don't really question it, or
yeah,
it doesn't seem
weird.
It just
seems okay.
But then you see, like, you know, something that they do in Vietnam or something, you're like, that's so weird. Why do you do that?
Right.
But to them, it's like, well, that's just how we do things. And I was like, that's a good point, Will. Like, a guy gets on one knee.
Well, first, he asks her father
We talked about that as well.
Okay.
But yeah, so the knee thing is, I'm like, that kind of looks like a beg. And he's like, it's kind of a bitch move. I'm like, it is kind of a bitch move.
I mean, it's supposedly seen as a more respectful thing, but
yeah, well, not in my eyes, not my astigmatism. That looks like a fucking bitch move. And then the asking the not only the family but the father.
So if you
specifically
ever asked, you just want someone to slap you, push you down, and throw a ring at you, and go, here, bitch.
I don't know if I wanted them to push me down. I don't want them to pull like a Zach Stacy on me and throw me into a TV.
He says it was her fault.
I know. He said it was like a hoax or something. I'm like, listen, Jussie Smollett.
She set him up.
To hit her?
That's what he said.
So
he's
just like,
setup. She's
she made him angry.
She was cheating on him and she set him up to do all that.
Okay. All right. All right, Jussie Smollett. Thank you so much. We've already seen
Jussie
Smollett. Chris Rock had a great bit about that, but that's kind of a little bit of a bitch move if you kind of zoom out a little bit. The asking the father for the daughter's hand in marriage, yeah, that goes back to, you know, when women were property, or as Blitz and Bubba would say, the good old days, which is fine.
When women were property.
Still are. And I get it's like a tradition. That's what things are. Is like it'll be... They'll have a more clear reason for it. For example, women are property, or you get circumcised because it's cleanly or whatever. But then it just becomes tradition, you know, and then it kind of just, you accept it because that's how we've always done it, sort of a thing. That would, I would be so fucking livid if I found out that someone was trying to propose to me and they asked my dad. I'm like, are you trying to fuck my dad?
Right.
I don't belong to him. Right. I'm me. Ask me.
Yeah.
I will let him know once I get engaged.
Well, I mean, and plus at that, like, at that point, you should know, like, hey, the dad likes me enough to, like, be blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't even fucking matter.
I know it doesn't. But, like, if you're into that whole, like, if you're into the whole family thing.
Get. Can I even say that on here? Probably not.
No, you can't.
I'm glad I saw myself. So that was another aspect where it's like, why would you, do not ask my father for anything about my life. This is my life.
Exactly.
You know, that. And then also we talked about the changing of the last names, which Will seemed to be sort of surprised because he thinks that that's kind of like a feminist flex.
The not changing?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, there are things that I overlap with on feminists, and I wouldn't call myself not a feminist. How are we defining, like, what's feminism? That women should be treated equally? Like, then everyone should be a feminist.
Well, it's not
crazy. But, but then if it's like men suck, and I don't even really know the actual definition. It's just kind of like what comes to mind, which is people who aren't fun and can't take jokes.
Pretty much.
Right. Now, if that's the definition, then I'm certainly not that. I mean, I consider myself like a humanist, but here's the thing. He's like, so why, you know, why wouldn't you change your name? And I'm like, why is that so, like, why, you see the father asking the father the property thing. You understand the one knee is kind of looks like a bitch move.
Mm-hmm.
Me changing my name is kind of a bitch move, I think. And he's like, but here's the thing. You got your last name from your dad, and your dad got his last name from his dad. And I don't give a fuck where it came from. Names are arbitrary. You get one randomly. You just get born and get a name.
Okay.
But it's now my name. I claim it as my own. I don't want to change it. I quite like it. It's part of my identity. I go, do you want to change your name? And he said, yeah, because his last name is stupid and it's hard to spell.
Right.
Koontz, it's spelled with a C and not as, it's very confusing. But anybody else, like, for example, like, would you like to change your last name? Would you like to change your name?
I'm a man. Why would I change my name?
Right. Yeah.
If getting on your knees a bitch move, changing your last name as a man is definitely a fucking bitch move.
Yeah. I don't want to change my name. I think that's a bitch move. It's my fucking name. You change your name, bitch. Hell. I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Some people, and here's the thing, a lot of people who, you know, they claim to be feminist, but then they get into their 30s and they get engaged and they get married and they cannot wait to be Mrs. Mm-hmm, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. That's cool. But, like, I'm like, no. Like, go fuck yourself.
Right.
Now, if I had a child, like, we can flow with tradition. I'm not going to do the hyphenated bullshit.
No.
Give the kid the.
Do you think any of that's part of the whole, like, you're afraid to be locked down and it'd be harder to leave if your name is changed and all that?
It's a pain in the ass, but I mean, you could get it. It's just paperwork. So, no.
Okay.
But it's just, it's an identity thing. And maybe I shouldn't be defined by my name, and I don't think that I am, but especially being. I'm not like a media superstar, but like I'm kind of trying to make a name for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can do the thing where it's like a stage name. My maiden name is a stage name, and
that's
then I legally
common.
Change it
mm-hmm.
to something else. But also, like, fuck that. Like, no, I don't want to change. I'm just a person. You're just a person. Why do I have to change? Why does it always have to be the woman? And I even hate saying that. I'm a little cringy because it sounds like a feminist talking point, and it is. It's a feminist talking point. But I'm not even thinking about it in terms like that. Like, I'm a person. You're a person. Why do I have to change? Why don't you change?
Because
I'm the man. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's how I feel about the matter. 813-90-BUBBA. We'll take a call. Who's this?
Exactly.
Oh, the best.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, this bitch is going on a feminist rant. Mm-hmm. No thanks. I'm leaving.
Change your name to this, bitch.
Yeah. The metaverse shit has me all fucked up. Oh, now you want to call back? No, go fuck yourself. I'll put you on hold. The metaverse stuff. That's been on my mind lately because, much like Bubba was talking about, we kind of want to be on the first wave of this bullshit.
Well, too late.
But it's getting dumber and dumber.
It really is.
Do you think we're heading into a space where technology is mostly hurting us at this point? And that's really hard to measure, obviously, because it's like, what are the metrics? But
And what do you consider technology? Like electricity?
And yes, I mean, all of that. But I mean, do you think we're at a point right now with technology, given like phones and communications? And like, if you take all of that into consideration, like at this point, like things are pretty much as convenient as they can be before it starts to really take its toll on humanity, on our psyche, on our well-being, on things like that.
Yes.
I think we're in the downhill
spiral.
See,
I know this sounds douchey, but like I liked it back in the day when it was like you had to really know what you were doing to even get on BBSs that could get on
BBW
online.
So like what was like the best year? Like would you say like the technology, when do you think people were the happiest in terms of like technology? So like in 1995, for example, if you were to go into a bar, no one had a cell phone.
I wouldn't say no one, but pretty much, yes.
I mean, no one had a smartphone.
No.
Like, if you had a fucking flip or something, you weren't looking at porn. You couldn't mm-hmm. look at social media. There wasn't any.
Right.
But, like, you go into a bar in 1995, and people are communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are playing outside, you know.
Comedians can talk shit because not everyone had their phone out recording them.
Right. That sort of thing. But, you know, you still had cell phones, or not cell phone, but, like, you could still talk on the phone. You had cars. Mm-hmm. You had all the stuff. It was like, pretty advanced. But you didn't have smartphones and stuff, which they're fantastic, like in terms of information.
Of course.
And how fast you can get it and look up answers to things and whatnot.
Shazam
and
stuff.
Oh, we'll get into that. My favorite feature. Mm-hmm. But I feel like people were happier because they were more connected.
Probably.
But now,
here's the thing is, people have dumbed down enough now where like they don't know they're not happy. They think this is great. And
it's all they've ever known.
Especially like
Gen Z and stuff.
I've been talking to a few younger people.
Mm-hmm. UT chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like literally they sit on they're on their phone all the time, like talking to their friends and like doing Snapchat. And like that's all they know. And like they're happy because that's what they don't know any different.
Right. They don't know anything else. You know, Rachel said something to me that was kind of crazy the other day. She said, I really admire that you're like not always on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am always on my phone. She goes, no, you're not.
I know.
She goes, no, you're not. She's like, you'll put your phone down on like the table and like just walk away for like an hour. And
oh,
I
yeah,
do sometimes.
That's unheard of. Or if you have a conversation with somebody, you put it down and don't pick it up until the conversation's over or at a point where it's like
slowing down or there's mm-hmm. a lull mm-hmm. or I'll even say like I'm expecting
that's
a
different.
Call from someone.
Of course.
But
I'm at the point, it's like I wish I could like leave my phone somewhere and like be gone for the day.
Yeah.
But I can't because there's always stuff, especially mainly for here, always going on. Like if Bubba texts you,
things going wrong.
If it's Saturday at 9 p.m. and Bubba texts you, he wants an answer right away.
Right.
And not having your phone is not an answer.
Right, right.
I mean, there's times where like I'm in the woods and I don't have service for a little while, but.
Yeah. And you kind of got to give those people a heads up like, hey, I'm not going to be available.
Sometimes.
So she's like, yeah, no, I've seen you many times. She's like, you'll just put your phone down, walk away, and just do something for like an hour, you know,
mm-hmm.
to clean or whatnot, and then just return to it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I don't do that.
Right.
And I'm like, holy shit, because I didn't see my phone because I left it at home that one day,
yeah.
And I didn't check it at all that morning because I'm like, I try to not look at it in the morning. I've been pretty bad about it lately, but that day, Wednesday, I was like, you know what? I don't need to look at the phone right mm-hmm. now, like at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll just check it when I get to work. Well, I left it at home, so I didn't see it probably for like a total of, I don't know, 14 hours or something.
That's a long time.
And I came back and, you know, I had, you know, Jim Brewer texting me. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, I'm gonna get it. And I told her, hey, and Rachel texted me and I'm like, so I just told her, I'm like, yeah, I didn't have my phone for whatever. And it felt a little bit like a phantom limb syndrome where
yeah.
I went to go check it and wasn't there. But mm-hmm. I was fine. Like, I was totally fine.
Sure.
Totally fine. Because I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't get it. What are you going to do?
I saw you like at the end of the show, you were scratching your face like, I gotta get home. I gotta get home.
Yeah,
I gotta get home.
A little bit. No, not even. I wasn't even like in a rush to get home. I like went grocery shopping. I was totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her and she goes, yeah, like, you know, you're really good about that. I'd be freaking out. I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, you don't look at your phone. I'm like, but here's the thing. I think I'm on my phone way too much. And she goes, no. And when she said, no, you're not, I went, oh, shit, I'm really bad. And there are people that are fucking way worse than me.
So that's what I was going to say. You are bad because you're
we're
always,
all bad, but yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm on the same boat. But like, because you're always like, you like live on Instagram and that kind of stuff.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Go ahead.
But like, literally, there's people that are in their, especially that in like their early 20s, that are, it's this all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, you're right. And there are times, especially like when I go out like for a walk or something like that, I just want to take, and sometimes I'll walk for, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, I won't, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, I don't want to see it. Because once you have it, then you start checking it. But if you know you don't have it, then you just go, fuck it, I'm going to just live in the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the phone. And then when you return to the phone, you kind of get a big dopamine hit, a big dopamine rush, because you haven't seen it in a while.
Yep.
And you go, oh, that's nice. And you realize, wow, I really don't need this. And if there's an emergency, well, who fucking cares? Mm-hmm. If I break my leg, there's going to be someone with a cell phone around right. me that can help me.
One of these
call
other,
911.
One of these other idiots that are attached to their phone will be around here.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the fact that, kind of forcing a detachment a little bit is mm-hmm. very, I think it's really good.
When I go out on my walks, I try to I'm checking my phone in the pocket. And then like, if I see something like, hey, I want to take a picture of it, I'll take it out and take a picture. But I try to leave it in my pocket or not look at it like the entire time. Just like pretend like it's not there. Basically, I don't have it out like scrolling and look. I don't do any of that.
Yeah. But even I hate taking pictures and being, and I know, and it's funny because like we have to do it for our job. Mm-hmm. But I hate it. It takes you out of the moment. You know, you're experiencing yep. something and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, let me just scroll. And oh, I remember that time. Oh, is that a memory? Oh, I hate that guy. You know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Just kind of takes you out. It kind of dictates your thoughts and instead of allowing your mind to just wander and look at things and ponder stuff, you start reacting to shit that you're seeing on your mm-hmm. phone. I didn't want to look at that. Now I am. Fucking sucks. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tampa Terrier.
Of course it is. What's up?
Just have a couple things I wanted to comment on that you were talking about there. First of all, I just want to say it was a great week of shows, and not because I know this is the last live afternoon daytime show of the year. Thank you for a great year of shows.
Thank you, Tampa Terry.
And I also think that technology has peaked and it's going too far. And one of the things that made me notice that was I like my older iPhone better than the new one, brother, because the new one, it doesn't have the thumbprint unlocker and it has different swiping gestures and it's all mm-hmm. the settings are different. It's just, they just made up all this new stuff and took away useful stuff. And it's not about being useful anymore. They're just making all this dumb liberal shit and sticking it in all these phones and the Facebook bullshit. And yeah, I think the internet was better before social media too, brother.
Yeah.
And on the other thing you were talking about, do you think you'll ever get married, Anna?
No.
Hey, did you watch the new South Park?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Because they have a Canadian interpreter that comes on for a minute. I didn't know what you thought about that.
Well, I don't even want to give South Park the time of day, brother, because I don't expect you Americans to even recognize this. But South Park is one of the biggest distributors of anti-Canadian propaganda since the 1990s.
You got that right, buddy.
Their portrayals of Canadians
Nickelback
have
did
done
that, not South
more
Park.
Damage to my country and to my people okay. than any other.
I blame Celine Dion.
I love her. You shut your fucking mouth.
South Park has damaged my people Dion. And my country.
Okay.
And I, I can't endorse that, but I heard you talking about marriage and the last names and stuff, and I heard you talking about that.
Lake
and
County for Life donated some cash, $20.
My girlfriend,
let's just go with that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Christ, hello, who's this?
Hey guys, it's Matt, Track Meet, whatever.
Hey.
Just want to call and wish y'all a Merry Christmas,
thank
Happy
you.
New Year, because we won't talk to you guys.
You'll see, you're here from Blitz.
Yeah.
Not honestly, me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, skipping town.
I'm peacing out.
Will it notify me if I put the notifications on and all that crap?
Yeah.
On my phone. Okay,
on
cool.
Twitch,
it should.
Yeah.
It should. I mean,
just want to touch on like a couple little quick things. I'll make it fast like usual. One, you're going to race, or Tyler's always going to race car, and I race a lot and stuff, blah, blah. I got a video of the guy that owns that place getting punched in the face like 2-3 weeks ago for crashing somebody at a track. Pretty sweet. Guy's kind of arrogant. Nice guy. I don't have a problem. Other people do. The other
track?
Thing is you guys are what track?
Yeah.
It was at 417 Speedway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wrecked Nick Neary, and Nick Neary's dad,
oh,
probably
shit.
About
not
60
Nick Neary.
Some years old, went over there, punched him in the face. Yeah, anyway. But you guys are talking about that metaverse stuff and the
yeah, fuck
Bitcoin
that place.
And, like,
it's a fake place.
Yeah, well, like,
got him.
If you thought South Tampa was fake, just wait till you see the metaverse where you can buy fake fucking land and buy a fake fucking donut from a fake fucking bakery.
But we're going to put asshole pictures all over it.
Yeah.
It's sort of fake college, right? So, anyway.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Oh, like, you know what it is? It's about as real as Tampa University.
St. Leo.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's University of Tampa.
University of Tampa.
Well, here's the thing. People with money, they start a company, say they start Bitcoin or they start the metaverse.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of money. They get somebody else to throw money into it. They say it's not a Ponzi scheme, but once they get enough people to throw their money into it, they jump out. Leave you with all your money losing. So it's not a Ponzi scheme because you took the risk, but at the same time it is. They just want to pump it up, get everybody in, and then dump you guys.
That's exactly
how that works.
Yeah.
You think it's a Ponzi scheme?
I think it's like, it's not like, I don't know how you're saying it's Ponzi, but it's like influencers. They take all these influencers and they say Bitcoin, and then
Ponzi.
They talk all of us.
Oh, like what they did with Firefest, where they're like, they got all these hot models to pump it up, and then everyone's like, Firefest can be awesome. And then it was literally like a Cat 5 storm hit the place.
Yeah.
They had no, FEMA needed to come in and save all the people.
These guys that start this shit, like, this is the most fucking ridiculous shit ever. But if we fucking tell everyone it's cool and get them to spend a bunch of money, then we can get the fuck out and we don't, like, then it can crash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I used to take stock classes, and it's just like gambling.
Stock class.
But stock. When I was a kid, my dad used to take
trading
school. Well, because I got kicked out of school. I'm sorry, man. I got kicked out. My dad couldn't leave me at home, so he had to take me all this stock trading schools, and we got to go to Chicago, and seminars, all that bullcrap. Anyway, but y'all have fun. Just wanted to touch on that.
Thank you. All right, have a very merry Christmas.
Thanks,
winter solstice, whatever the fuck you celebrate, I don't care.
Kwanzaa.
I've never even met a black person that celebrated Kwanzaa. It's a fake holiday.
Mm.
Fake, just like the metaverse, just like everything. The metaverse makes me very angry because I know Kevin is right. I know we're going to have trading cards that you can't touch that look like you fucking, 12 pixels of bullshit, mm-hmm. and it's $500,000. It's so fucking stupid, but it's like what's hot,
you know? South Park shit's funny. They're like, oh my God, what's that? Like, it's a turtle with wings. Quick, we need that one.
Yeah.
It talks about NFTs.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like I'm sprinting and I'm just staying in place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm running as fast as I can. I'm trying to, I finally have accepted and adopted, and I'm learning about cryptocurrency, and I barely have a hold on it, but I feel like I have a better grip than most, mm-hmm. which is not many, but whatever. I'm watching videos. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to understand, and I'm trying to understand why it's important and why it's going in that direction. Fine. Then it was like NFTs. I started hearing about NFTs. There was a time I was watching a lot of Logan Paul, his mm-hmm. podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about NFTs, and he's big into like Pokemon NFTs.
Right. Well, that's they
like,
all
what
look
the
like
fuck?
That.
Right. So I was like, what is that? I don't understand what an NFT, non-fungible token. Okay. And then I remember bringing it up on the show, and then Bubba was like, oh, we got to get into NFTs.
After I brought it to the show, then you were like, oh, we could talk about this.
Okay. And then I'm barely, joke stealer. And then I'm barely getting a grip on NFTs, okay? And then all of a sudden, I wake up one day, and they're talking about the fucking metaverse. I'm like, what the fuck is a metaverse?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin is talking about buying real estate, not only of houses that people can actually live in, but in fake houses, in fake places that don't exist except online in the digital sphere. And that made me very upset. Because I can't keep learning new shit.
Well, here's the thing about, like,
it's annoying.
Real property, there's only so much of it. digital property, they just go click, 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 and like all of a sudden there's way more.
Motherfucker, did you see this shit? Someone sent it to me, but I also saw it on Drudge. Hang tight, it's coming. Apparently there's been a complaint made in the metaverse.
Oh.
It has a groping problem. People are getting fake groped.
Oh.
Fake sexually harassed in a place that doesn't exist.
Oh.
A woman was sexually harassed on Meta's VR social media platform. She's not the first and won't be the last. So I guess there's like some beta testing, blah, blah.
Mason Hodd, 2,000 bits. Thank you.
A beta tester reported something deeply, deeply troubling. She had been groped by a stranger. That's not deeply troubling. Fucking a kid is deeply troubling.
Bro,
getting your ass slapped is deeply troubling.
Got harassed.
I'm not saying you should fucking grab ass. I've had my ass grabbed. Obviously, when you have a huge juicy dumper, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Not as much as you used to. Not that it ever really happened that much, but he was usually in like crowded spaces where you couldn't really, you know, pinpoint who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman was fake sexually harassed and to the point where she felt the need to report it. Now, I don't know. Maybe she just...
To who? The virtual police?
Well, here's the thing. She's part of a beta testing group. So I guess you're supposed to like report your experience maybe. Yeah. And she's like, hey, like someone beamed at me in a fake place. A fake person fake beamed at me and I'm having trouble falling asleep at night.
Report to the fake police.
Is there going to be like a Me Too movement in the goddamn fucking metaverse?
Yeah, a fake Me Too movement.
Some guy raped me. I'm like, ma'am, could you have just like gotten away and put the controller down and gotten a snack?
Did you see what you were virtually wearing? You were virtually
asking
for it.
You're a fucking virtual hoe.
You were virtually
asking
for it.
Virtual slut. Asking for it. Yes, yeah. Yes. I think that you should have been raped behind that fake dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking fake whore. But that's really where we're getting to, where real life and virtual life are now becoming intertwined. I heard Elon Musk is thinking that there's going to be chips in people's brains by the end of next year.
Yeah, because he wants to do it.
Listen, I like Elon just as much as the next person. You know, I get he's like a fucking entrepreneurial rock star. I get that. But the man is fucking weird. He's a fucking weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not... I don't... Here's the thing. I wouldn't say that he's an expert on happiness.
Can we call him trailer trash now?
Why?
That's where he lives in a trailer.
That's true. He's the richest man in the world, and he lives in a trailer. Right there, you should go...
In Texas.
Yeah, in Austin, Texas. This guy is mentally unwell. Should we really be using him as a role model?
No, definitely not. Like, I like the guy. I think he's funny. Like,
yeah.
The shit he does, how he trolls people is fucking hilarious.
Right.
But he should not be a role model.
No, well, it depends what role model, like, what are you after? Like, if happiness is the goal, then I probably would not say Elon is your guy.
He doesn't look happy to me.
No, but he's also has, you know, he's a little...
Yeah, he's got issues. He's got issues.
He's a fucking robot, you know?
Yeah.
People that talk like, you know how they say dogs resemble their owner sort of thing? I mean, I feel like people, that sometimes that happens with people and their interests. Like Lex Friedman talks like a robot.
Oh, my God.
Elon talks like a robot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, you know, maybe I'm, but it's really them. Like, they're super smart. Like Michio Kaku, who I was watching the other day.
Yeah, I saw him.
Laughing my ass off because of the Jim Norton thing.
Yep.
Apparently him and Jim Norton, Michio Kaku is like a quantum physicist.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if he was astro. I think he's quantum. String theory guy.
Yeah. String theory.
I saw him on Ears podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I saw
Impact Theory.
I didn't watch it, but I saw him on there.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. Jim Norton, who's a comedian, who's on O&A.
Is it that one he posted with like a bunch of different people and he was on like part of it?
Yes.
Okay,
it was a compilation.
Okay, that's what
it
was. Yeah.
Yes. It was something about like hard work. I think I turned it off after minute three. I'm like, fuck this.
Hold on. The thumbnail has Michio Kaku in it.
Yeah, so I clicked on it.
Me too. And I scrolled through it trying to find him. After like three times, I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah. It was exactly the second guy. Like the first guy is like some fucking simp. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
We don't say that here. Keep going.
You can't say that?
Nope. Keep going.
Oh, my bad. And the then it was Michio Kaku, and he started talking about some shit. And it's all this like how to work hard stuff. It's like, bitch, I know how to work hard. Just do something and just don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. But then I gave up on that video because I was like, fuck this video. It's stupid. But Michio Kaku, apparently, he lived in the same complex, like apartment complex in New York City as Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he could not remember Jim Norton's face. So every day he just thought that this guy was like, you know, following him home or harassing
him.
And
Jim Norton has a unique look.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking weirdo, but he does have a unique look. And he would say hi to him. And every time that Jim Norton would say hi to Michio Kaku, he'd be like, oh, like he'd be like all freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, the guy can remember formula after formula. Can't remember my face.
Mm-hmm.
So he did this whole bit. It was like 20 minutes. It was so fucking funny about how he just keeps scaring this like quantum physicist because he's so smart in some ways and so brr in other ways.
Oh, for sure.
Now, I feel like we all are.
That's why I like people like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Because a nice blend.
Yeah, he's very smart, but he's also like
it's rare.
Well-rounded.
It's because when you're really smart, and I've often thought about this because I like to watch stuff on, I don't know what channel it would be on, not like Discovery or History, but you know where they show like the smartest people on the planet, like the crazy IQs, like something mm-hmm. like 220, which I don't even know if that's a thing. But, you know, it'd be like some guy in Japan who, I don't know, invented the Rubik's Cube sort of thing.
Right.
And, like, and at first you, like, almost admire them because you're like, wow, they're, like, really, really gifted. They're like the Michael Jordan of chess or mm-hmm. whatever. But then I wonder what it would be like to be that smart. Like, what kind of extra powers you would have. And when you're on a level that, like, nobody else can even compete with, it's like you can't relate to anybody.
Right.
And you have interests that probably nobody has interest in because you mm-hmm. have just this ability to, you know, most things that people find either tedious and monotonous, boring, or just,
I find it's really a burden for me.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't even know why I'm speculating. I could just ask you.
Right. It's a huge burden I carry every day.
But I feel like when you're that brilliant, you have to be deficient in other areas.
Oh, definitely. Like
you think so? Because like the brain is only...
It definitely is. That's why someone like Neil deGrasse Tyson sticks out, because he's more normal than the rest of the super smart people. Because like it's weird to see a normal person be that smart.
Yeah.
Because you never see it.
Right. But then it's like, is he really... I mean, I know he's exceptionally bright. But he's not like that top tier.
No, I don't think.
Because I feel like those people, you have to be unrelatable.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're just on a different, they're literally on a different planet. Mm-hmm. And I would like to just experience what they're experiencing. I don't think that those people are happier. If anything, I think that they feel isolated because they don't know, like they can, no one can really relate to that. I feel like you almost have to be on a spectrum to be that smart.
Yeah, but that's why there's groups like Mensa where like they can all hang out.
Oh, God, could you imagine?
I've been to a few.
A meet and greet. I think it's 160, right? Or 140?
I think it's like 140.
What's technically a genius? 140?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know, but you...
I've been to a few of those meetings, like, because I had friends that were in them.
Okay.
And, like, they weren't as bad as, like, you think, but they're...
It's not good.
Mm.
It's not good. What was I going to say about Mensa? I forgot. We'll take a call. Hello, who's this? Perfect. Hello, who's this? Perfect. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello?
Yep.
What up?
What's up?
Florida Stanley.
Florida Stanley, what's up?
Hey, so I got to start off by saying Tampa Terry is extremely lucky I was on hold when he called in. Otherwise, I'd have sniped him again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Call back Tampa Terry. I'm just kidding.
Nah, I'll take care of Gary. You know Gary's going to call in on the last show of the year.
Yeah, we're waiting for it.
So I'm waiting for it, trust me. So I had two things for you.
Yeah.
Backing up on the cell phone thing. So me and my friends play a game when we go to the bar, and I'm sure everybody's heard of it, but we actually do it. People just talk about it, and we actually do it. There's like six of us, and we all go to the bar, and we'll take all of our phones, and we put the ringers on as loud as they can go, the ringers and the notification volume on as loud as they can go. And then we stack them upside down in the middle of all of us. And the first person that reaches for their phone takes the whole tab, pays for the whole tab.
People can't control themselves?
No. Well, it's only happened once that somebody actually reached for their phone. It's just because it completely slipped their mind. They weren't even thinking about it. They heard their notification go off, and they grab their phone. And everybody's like, oh.
Oh, I see. So you leave the notifications on so that the phone goes off, and then...
So, yeah, we can hear it. Yeah, so you can hear your phone going off, and the first person that goes to reach for their phone pays for everyone's bar tab.
Oh, that sucks, especially if the phone calls, like, your wife has just been hit. You know, there's been a hit and run. Your wife's dead. It's like, I still got to pay!
Oh. And we turn our phones upside down so you can't see like a little notification.
Ah, right,
the screen.
Right.
So All of the phones are upside down, ringers fucking on, and they're stacked on top of each other.
Customized fucking ringers, anyway.
The other quick thing I had was Blitz. When you guys were talking about the Rivian and Ford backing out, was Lummi able to figure out why that Ford backed out, or did you guys just find out that?
So here's what I didn't look into it, but here's what I think happened. I think Ford backed out of a deal to like have one of them produce a vehicle, or something or other. I think they're still going forward with building a plant.
Okay, so I know why they backed out, because I got an email from Ford 2 days ago. So earlier this year, Ford gave out the pre-orders for the new 2022 Lightning, their all-electric F-150.
Yeah.
So I ordered one. And so they sent me an email, congratulations, blah, blah. My local Ford dealership has been calling me once a month just to keep in contact with, you know, with the update. So 2 weeks ago, Ford emails everyone that ordered one. They sold 200,000 pre-orders for the Lightning. And then 2 weeks ago, Ford came out and said, well, we only have the resources to build 80,000 of them.
Right.
And then they came out like the next day and said, well, we're going to try and double that, but we still don't know what's going to happen. So like, even if they do double it, which isn't going to happen, even if they do double it, now you've got 40,000 people that pre-ordered a truck that aren't going to get it. And that's
even if they start building this plant, it's not going to be done for like a few years.
Well, I know, but they were talking about going in with Rivian because Rivian's all electric. Ford can't even build their own electric truck, so they're not going to go in with another electric chunk company if they can't even build their own.
Right. No, I know.
But that just now I'm, you know, I might not even get a new truck for next year. We're gonna sell 200,000 trucks. Ah, we can only build 80,000 of them. Yeah, that's good. That's nice. Yeah, way to go, Ford.
Hmm.
Anyway.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, fuck Tampa Terry, and I'll be waiting for you, Gary. Come on.
All right. Thanks, Ford, to Stanley. Have a good one. All right, last call for now. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gary.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, hi, Gary.
What's up,
to all you
Gary?
Guys who can't keep up with technology, yeah, I'll stay off your lawn, you bunch of old buggers.
Did you say old boogers?
Buggers.
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 Okay.
And to the guys in chat who can't take the opposite side of the... Listen to the opposite side. You can go.
Florida Stanley, 10,000 bits.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Merry Christmas, Gary.
10,000 bits. Bye-bye, Gary, from the real Florida Stanley. We're going to take a quick break.
Yep.
We'll be back after a few words and some pussy caper.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to 15 bucks a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to 15 bucks a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for sticking with us. We'll be here for about another half an hour, and then it's time for me to go home and take a nizap. I've just been so bad with fucking sleeping, man. I have no discipline whatsoever. I'm pretty disciplined in every other arena of my life, but when it comes to sleep, it's just the fucking worst. So yeah. I need to go take a nap, and we're going to be back tonight. For those that are just tuning in, we're going to be back tonight for Bubble 199 from 8 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. I got myself a playlist. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And then I'm off to California, so I won't be near a mic for 2 whole weeks. I remember last year when I came back, I was fucking like busting at the seams to get back.
Oh, and you weren't even gone that long.
No. Probably even, I think maybe even like just maybe it was 8 days or something. Yeah. Maybe nine. I don't know. But
was
yeah.
It? Oh, that was long.
Yeah,
I guess it was.
Yeah,
long.
I think this one's going to be even longer.
Was that the one? Yeah, because you were at the airport watching me and Bubba, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get
back. I was like, can't wait back. Granted, that's when I was sitting next to behind that autistic toddler.
Oh, that's right.
And he was like fucking mom's not freaking out. I'm like, now I know how to put them in a chokehold.
That's right, because we were live, and you were texting me like what was going on. I'm like, yeah. I can't say that.
I know. I'm like, this isn't good. I need to come back immediately. Someone have me back now. Hello, who is this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brandon the Quad.
What's up, Brandon?
Brandon the Quad, we're going to see you in just a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, counting down. It's like 21 days, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that story that you guys were talking about, that girl filed that thingy on the metaverse.
Right.
She probably just wanted to do that because she's probably like, in real life, she's a fat person, so on the game, she can only think she's hot, so that's the only time that she can file as sexual.
Oh, I see what the shade you're throwing right now.
I agree with you, actually.
Yeah.
I see that.
That's crazy.
She's a Karen that wants to complain, but in real life she can't because she's not getting her ass grabbed in real life. So yeah, she has to go on the game to do it.
Yeah. It's probably her brother on the game or something.
But so, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, like, it's weird that people, like, this is now like a big thing, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you can buy virtual stuff, because they've had that game, quote unquote, Second Life for like, I don't know, 10 years or more.
And people were buying property and stuff.
Yeah, like people were like having virtual sex. Like there was for real people that were meeting through that game and like living a whole life in that game, having sex, getting married, and then like in real life they really would meet. But, like, you could buy and sell things, like, things would be made. And same with, like, even Minecraft, you can buy and sell things with real money, like,
But I think what's happening now is it's becoming more mainstream. Because, like, cryptocurrency was around for years, and then probably, I would say, 2016 is when I started seeing it in the news, and that's kind of when I was like, oh, what is Bitcoin? What is crypto?
Right.
You know, but it had been around for, what, since 08? So it's been around for 8 years. But when it hits, like, a certain level of popularity, then it becomes, like, pop culture. Then it becomes part of society. And I feel like that's what's happening with Metaverse, even though it's been around, like you said, for second hands. What is it called? Second Life? Second Life has been around for a while. So now we're like, oh, what's this new technology?
Right.
Like, what's this new technology with this mRNA vaccine? It's like, oh, that's been around for 2 decades. But we didn't know.
Right. The weird thing is, like, you think that it would look better. It looks like shit.
It looks like this Sims game.
But even like Fortnite looks way better.
Has better graphics.
Yeah.
And all I do is sit at home and I don't even play that stuff.
Yeah. You're on Pornhub looking at real life, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm getting ready.
Yeah, I know you are.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited. I hope I don't psych myself out.
Oh, you won't. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
It happens, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Kaylin's cool. She's a cool chick. Yeah, I don't think she's going to.
I think my mom's more excited than I am sometimes.
I bet she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's telling me we got to get it all shaved up and get it all trimmed up. She said, good. I'm not letting you have sex until your balls are shaved up.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's how cool she is.
Yeah, she is
cool. I'll be listening to you guys tonight at my buddy's house.
Awesome.
On my smartphone soon. So now I can take it around and show everybody.
Yeah, cool. Well, Merry Christmas, right. Brandon. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
I can't wait to see Brandon.
Yeah. When is he getting fucked?
I think the night, like maybe that Thursday.
Is it okay? It's the Thursday.
I think so.
Yeah, I've been trying to look up.
I can't. Like, that's such a cool thing. Like,
that he's going to get fucked, that he's going to lose his virginity. Yeah. What a way to bring in the new year, man. Let's
843 Bubba, 1,000 bits.
Bubba, thank you. Okay, this is what I was looking for.
Thank you.
I did want to talk about Pornhub's year in review. They reveal what fans in the U.S. and the U.K. love watching. It's always kind of fun to see what people are watching, what people are into.
I have not seen this.
Okay.
I haven't seen one of these in a couple years, but
yeah.
For a long time it was mother, sister.
Oh, like category wise.
Yeah, isn't that what they're talking about?
Yeah, they are. They have it, you know, based on the porn stars, the people most watch and all that sort of jazz. Lana Rhodes apparently was the number one searched person.
I have no idea who that is.
I know who that is because I used to watch Impulsive, which is Logan Paul's podcast, and his main co-host, Mike, Big Mike.
Okay.
His girlfriend for a year and a half or whatever was this Lana Rhodes chick, this former porn star.
I literally have never heard her name.
Yeah, and so I was very interested in the dynamic of what it would be like. Now, granted, he's also coming to the table as an ex, like, I don't know if he was doing heroin, but he was doing, like, oxys.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing crack.
Oh.
And so he came to the table and he was like, who am I to judge someone for their past, sort of a thing.
What's her name?
Lana Rhodes. And she's been on Barstool and stuff. Like, they'll have people come on and they'll, you know, ask them questions and things like that. So I was always very interested in their romance because I'm like, how the fuck does he deal with, you know, he could easily go online and see her getting just fucked by 10 huge black cocks. I'm like, how do you, and he was just like kind of cool with it. Or just, I would say he tolerated it. I don't think he sought it out. I don't think he was like into it.
I don't think
But he didn't
I've
judge
ever
her for
seen
it.
Her.
You've never seen her before?
I don't think so.
Mm. All right, let's take this. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sam and Largo.
Oh, what's
Sam
up,
and
Sam?
Largo, what's up?
Oh, same old, same old.
Getting ready for the party?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. I was just going to reach out. What Bubba Army's listening. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you feel is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And to you guys, especially the show and all, and we love you, the whole crew, and me and Shane are just saying hey and
awesome.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys.
We'll see you in January.
Yep.
Right on. I'll be waiting for the show to get back full-fledged, back on the third.
I know.
Right, huh? Yeah,
I'm excited for it, too. I'm excited to be excited for it.
I'm hoping you have a great trip.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
To go to California.
Sam, how do you normally listen to the show?
Twitch, mostly.
Okay.
Twitch and YouTube and, you know, I look on all the platforms.
Okay, cool.
I tune in, try to do my part.
Absolutely.
Plus the K's at the gate.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Sam. Man.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Absolutely. Happy holidays. I like saying Merry Christmas. I like getting specific with it.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, of course I don't care, but you know, not everyone celebrates Christmas, and sometimes you get that response. But this is all around Christmas. Like, don't you forget it. Jews, this ain't about you, by the way. Just letting you know, Jews, this is not about you. This is not about Kwanzaa. When we say the holidays, it's around Christmas, but we keep it vague because we don't want to be canceled, because we don't want to be, you know, the white supremacist Nazis, you know.
Some of us don't want
to. Right. Some people like that.
Yeah.
Not me, but it's all about Christmas, and don't you fucking forget it. Don't you forget the values, the Judeo-Christian values this country was built on, okay?
And
these puritanical values.
I think most people celebrate Christmas and say Christmas in a non-religious way.
Yeah, they have a fucking tree in their house. You think that's from the Christians? No, it's from the pagans. We stole people stole that. Everyone steals everything. Everything is borrowed.
I like pegging.
You like pegging?
Yeah.
So does Lummy.
That's why I have a tree in my house.
To peg yourself?
Well, yeah, what else are you going to use?
That's true. Great point. The ornaments, the things, the stuff. I love it. A little baby Jesus never hurt anybody. Doesn't bother me. I got a nativity scene that stares at my face every fucking day. And do you think I believe in any of that shit? Hell to the fucking no. I think it's can we just, again, I know we did a little bit of a biblical review earlier in the show, but, you know, if we're going to dive into it, the story is basically, for those of you who are new to planet Earth, Mary, who is apparently Jesus' mother, was raped by God when she was 13. Okay, that's the basis of that's your prophet, dude.
I thought she was 15.
That's your, no. This is full on Name eyes will be Gretchen. All right.
Oh my God. I didn't say
Mary
that.
Was raped by God when she was 13. And that's like the most, the holiest of, like, when people think about like Jesus and Christmas and Easter, you go, oh, right. It feels so nice and warm and fuzzy. And
we think about,
she's a fucking, she was the original me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before there was Harvey Weinstein, there was God.
Yeah, see, back in the good old days.
Yeah.
When they celebrated this shit.
Right, in her sleep, much like Bill Cosby. Do you see what the picture I'm painting here, folks, is really, you know, it's not a good one. God is a sexual predator, and he's going to rape you in the metaverse if he hasn't raped you in the real world. So buckle up, because it's coming. You're going to have to pay him an NFT or something so that, you know, he stops fucking putting his big old fat cock in your butt.
Oh, big old fucking god cock.
It's god cock. It's huge, and it's going to hurt. And it's going to be really veiny. Relax.
God has a veiny cock?
Sure does. So, I mean, that's really the base. That's the origin story of your religion, folks. Of Jesus Christ. His origin story is that his mother was raped in her sleep when she was 13 by God. By all-knowing, loving mm-hmm. God, you right. know? And another thing, and I remember Chris Rock wrote about this, and I think it was a message to black people. He's like, you know, you were not originally Christian, sort mm-hmm. of a thing. But none of us were originally anything. You know, you think that you see Muslims in Indonesia, you think they were Muslim? No.
Probably not.
So people came in and they said, hey, do you want to be Muslim or do you want to be dead? Do you want to die?
Mm-hmm.
They go, no. They go, now you like Allah. And they go, okay. And that's just kind of how things went.
It's yeah.
And I know white people get a bad rap for it, but I'm telling you, everybody did it.
Yeah.
Everybody, that's how kind of history goes. That's kind of like just the nature of conquering.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say please, thank you.
Yeah.
Please.
Can I just have all your shit?
No, you got to rape, you got to pillage, you got to steal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say convert. Mine.
Convert. Yep.
Convert forcefully. You know, because a lot of times they don't go willingly. You have to kind of
just take it.
You have to beat it into people sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that's how you get ahead in life. You can't just sit there idly. Please, thank you. You got to throw a few punches.
Right.
You got to make a few rapes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pillage a little bit.
It happens. Sometimes you got to choke a bitch out.
Listen, be the best. Be the best being the worst. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to be the best being the biggest dick ever. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how you take over. Who is talking about your nice neighbor? No, we're talking about Christopher Columbus. We're talking about Hitler. No, I'm kidding. Okay, this is going in a weird direction. What? I was like, no. Let's take a call. Thank God. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, it's Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Hey, do you read at all anymore? Because you're talking about your Instagram addiction. I found that a Kindle is really good to have. You just put the phone down and read.
Or a book.
Yeah, a book, dude. I think the last thing I need is, you're like, put the phone down and pick up the bigger phone, known as your iPad, yeah. and start scrolling
no,
on
an
that.
Actual, and actually, you don't own a Kindle? It's,
no.
There's nothing on it but books. It's really,
I get the concept. No,
you're cool. I do like Kindles, but yeah, just get a fucking book.
A lot of people like the feel and the smell of a book.
I get that.
You know,
if you read a lot, a Kindle is good because you can, you know, get the fucking Amazon Prime, whatever, yada yada, fucking book club deal.
But I like doing the thing where I go, I got how many pages left?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Well, I like you, and I hold it in my hand.
Finger on it. It's cool because it'll tell you how much is left. You put it on airplane mode, and the battery will last for, like, weeks and weeks. So it's cool for traveling and all that.
I told you, I have a weak tummy when I'm in the air. I can't be reading. I have to go to sleep.
She is actually, like, fucking Wilbur in real life.
I don't want to get
I'm like Ike
Instagram.
From
I have a weak tummy.
If you look at my story, there's footage of Anna eating her last chicken nuggie.
Well, that's chicken nuggie.
It has to be one of those.
It's
Beyond.
It's pretty awesome.
It's got to be a Beyond Chicken.
Story.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I have one more question, then I'll jump off. But Blitz, why'd you get Bubba all mad with ideas of a prank? We are not going to do a prank.
You aren't now.
I'm all pissed.
Yeah, you aren't now.
No.
Yeah, and he was angry. He was like really angry.
Yeah, he said, fuck those guys.
So,
yeah.
Fuck you.
We're thinking about maybe not letting you guys hear.
Blitz. All right. A Blitz burial is coming up next.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right. Thank you.
I love you guys. Hey, thank you for a year of great shows.
Oh, thank you so much for everything that you contribute. Your parodies, they're fantastic. We enjoy them thoroughly.
Look forward to seeing y'all soon.
All right.
Yep.
See ya.
See you, man.
See you, Carlos. Bye bye. New Year's resolutions.
I don't.
How do you feel? Okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
Do you like the idea of a fresh start? Because I love it, and I'm not superstitious, and I'm not religious, mm-hmm. I'm not any of that bullshit. But I do like the idea of like a fresh, like clean slate. We got some new goals for the year. I understand it's completely arbitrary. Time is doesn't even really fucking exist. Whatever you say. Okay, but I do like the concept of like new year,
a reset.
Yes, uh-huh. The great reset. But also, it's just a way for me to catalog my life. Because, like, I feel like the best way that I catalog things are obviously January to December. And things that seasonally happen. So I'm like, oh, I remember in March this happened.
Oh, you only catalog your life between January and December. Okay, got it.
No. That's not what I mean. But I obviously have a really good memory. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember BARP was in January.
Yeah, you're definitely a time and date.
Yeah, and then I'm
person.
Like, oh, yeah, like springtime, I think COVID. Like mm-hmm. of 2021, I got COVID. That was like the big thing. Yep. And then May was my birthday. And then June, you know, whatever this happened. And then July 4th, there was a party. And,
yep.
And then my friend came and fucked my other friend. And that was in October, whatever the case may be. Which, that's a true story. But that happened in May also, Memorial Day weekend. That was crazy. It's funny when your friend gives you a story, they try to sell you on their new life. They're like, hey, I'm not the hoe you remember. And I go, but I like that hoe. That's why we're friends. Mm-hmm. And they go, I'm different now. And I go, are you? Okay. And then you take them to a party, and then they fuck your friend at the party. And then I go, hey, what about you not being a hoe? And they go, I'm on vacation. And then you go, oh, so this isn't really you. No. This is vacation me, which is the old me, which is who I really am. But when I get home, then I'm going to act right. And it's not even that you're acting wrong.
Did they?
I don't know. We'll find out. But that's funny when people, and they don't even decide to recognize the hypocrisy. Because I don't, here's the thing, and I've said this before. I don't mind liars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a liar. Mm-hmm. You're a liar. My favorite lie is I'm on my way.
I'm not a liar.
Not on my way. Everybody lies. It's
of course.
That's you have to like you can't survive. You have to be lying to people. You look great. I'm interested. I love you. I would like to see you again. We should get together. These are all fucking lies. Mm-hmm. All the time I'm lying. Oh, the even when I smile I'm lying. I'm like I go I'm not happy.
Right.
Great to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy. But I can try to make it genuine. I've even studied like the difference between a genuine smile and an artificial one and one that's like contrived, you mm-hmm. know, like one that you pose for. And I'll look at the genuine smile and they'll show the differences like when your eyes smile and I can actually fake a real smile now.
Wow.
Because, you know, most people just, okay, take a picture and you go, you know, but if you can go, doesn't that look real? No? Okay.
Oh, it's real something, all right.
I need to work on it.
Oh, it's real something.
I need
something.
To work on it. But I always tell people, I fucking hate hypocrites. I don't
you
mind
go
liars.
A long way to like sell your lies. Like, I study this so that in the future I can lie.
Of course. Of course. I read a lot. I study a lot. I'm really interested in human dynamics mm-hmm. and stuff. Usually, here's the thing. Like, body language used to really interest me. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, you can really tell. But it's so fucking obvious that I'm like, how is this even a science? They're like, if someone is facing you, then they want to hear what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
If they turn away, they're not interested. I'm like, oh, wow, you figured that out on your own?
Yeah, the basic stuff is very obvious.
Yeah, and then you can kind of go into a little bit more depth. Like, I'll be with someone maybe on a date or something typically, and I'll start looking for things like, okay, have they tried to make tactile contact with mm-hmm. me? Did they try
touch
to
barrier.
Touch my shoulder or something? Not like touch my tits, like hey, mm-hmm. obviously not that. But when they try to get try to close the distance,
right?
I'll look at their pupils. Are they dilated? Because when they're dilated, when they may be looking at something that they like,
mm-hmm.
are they? Do they seem deeply interested or at least feigning deep interest into what I'm saying?
Right.
Or are they just talking about themselves? Mm-hmm. How many questions are they asking me? Now this is all going on in my head while I'm trying to have a conversation.
Sure.
But anywho, but yeah, back to hypocrites.
You're totally normal.
I know. But back to hypocrites. They're the worst type of person because they think that they don't think that they've committed any crime that they've said is a crime. And that's the problem. If my friend came and was like, listen, I'm still the hoe, you know, or she even said, I'm not the hoe, you know, and then she fucked, you know, my friend at the party, I would have gone and she said, you know what? I'm still that hoe. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, own it.
You still that hoe.
Yeah,
but
it.
She's like, well, that was different. I'm like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But like, let's not pretend here. because you're really bad. Most people are really, really bad at pretending.
Yes.
You know, they're really, really bad at it. They try to sell you on the fact that they've evolved somehow, or that they've changed, or that something isn't good. But then when they do it, it's okay. They've somehow justified it in their brain. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm really fucking judgmental, but guess who I judge the most?
Yourself.
Yeah. All the time.
Yep.
Like yesterday after the gym, I felt fucking terrible. I didn't want to be there. And then when I left, I felt bad that I didn't really do as much as I could have.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you talk all the time about people being lazy, about discipline, that you're fucking on a Goggins, like you fucking do shit and you're right. fucking hardcore. I'm like, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. And that was what I was telling myself the whole way home. And then I just went, fuck it. Then at that point, I just ate a bunch of candy. Because I'm like, you know what? I have nothing. I'm going to just eat some candy, get some joy out of that. And I did. Yeah. It was great.
That's good sometimes, too.
Sometimes you got to let it go.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
We're very hard on ourselves. But at least if someone would have asked me, like, how do you feel about yourself? I would have been like, oh, well, it's different. I would have been like, I suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use candy as a coping mechanism tonight.
Right.
To make myself feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
At least even for a brief moment of time.
I was actually in bed last night, like around 7-ish. I was like, oh, this feels good. Like, I could go to sleep right now. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck up and go to the fucking gym.
I feel like there's been a lot of those moments for you lately. Is that wrong? Because I feel like that is a story that you've told me at least a few times in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
That you haven't been as motivated, but you will force yourself to go at a certain point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because like things get in the way, or like I'll take a nap, not meaning to take a nap. And
yeah.
I'm like, fuck, it's late. I'm like, I don't care. Go to the fucking gym.
You said you were going to go.
Yep.
You have to go.
And I do go.
Yeah.
Because and like, you know, I go there and have like a real workout and fucking like glad I went and get it done. But
yeah, it's a wonderful tool, but it's also, as Bubba would say, a triple-edged sword, because the punishment then is not the gym. The punishment then is your own conscience, because you can't sit there and be okay with the fact that you didn't go and you said you were going to go.
Right.
And you're about to completely obliterate yourself. You're going to tear yourself down to the mm-hmm. point where you would rather just go so you don't have to deal with yourself yelling at yourself.
Yeah.
And breaking yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's like, it's great for motivation.
Oh, yeah. Truly. I was like, look, I said I was going to go. I'm going to fucking go. Like,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah. I was bad yesterday. And then I tried to bamboozle someone into getting me something for free, and they did. Because my dad lives like right by LA Fitness.
Okay.
And in years past, because I've had more of a close relationship with, I had a, not a relation, like a sexual one, but like a relationship with the guy that signed me up at LA Fitness. His name was Matt. He was kind of okay. jacked. He knew I worked at the Bone. He thought that was cool.
Okay.
And every time I would go home for winter, he would just be like, listen, I'll get you a pass and you'll mm-hmm. go. Because I can only go to my gym, but I belong to LA Fitness. So he's like, look, you've been a member for fucking years.
Right.
Here you go. I'm like, thanks. So I really haven't established a relationship with any of the people that work at LA Fitness because I haven't needed mm-hmm. anything from them. Well, I did yesterday, and this girl was trying to tell me that every time I go home and go to the gym, it's going to be $5 to get in.
Oof.
Which isn't much, but I'm like, but I'm a member and I'm paying membership fees, and I've been a member since I was 16 because I've always lived near an LA Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very brand loyal. So if we do the math,
that's like
18.
Yeah, that's like fucking 27 years.
Yeah, I think I got a membership when I was 15 or 16. And it's the same gym I'm about to go back to in California. But I was like, you can't sort, like, I've literally been a mm-hmm. member for 2 decades. You mm-hmm. can't fucking sort me out. And she kind of, and I, you know when you can tell someone, you can weasel your way into something? She wasn't steadfast. She was like, well, I go, they've done it before. I'm like, if you can, I would really appreciate
it.
She's like, go work out and come meet me back here. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, sweet. So then we start talking. We start yucking it up. She's talking about San Diego. She's like, she's Fijian. So she's like, oh, you're from San Diego? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, there's lots of Fijians there, aren't there? I go, I know there's a lot of Samoans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Pacific Islanders? Hell yeah. I'm like, guess what? My dad lives right next to where Junior Seau killed himself. She's like, awesome. I'm like, isn't it? And then some other guy started coming in. He starts talking about, he played like a, I felt so stupid. He's like, I play for the blank team in San Diego. It was like minor leagues for football. And
okay.
Not XFL. MML, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, right. Who cares?
But we start talking. He's telling me, oh, I went to this place. I went to Coronado. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. That's my place where people kill themselves all the time. Now we're yucking it up. Mm-hmm. Then a third guy comes over. I'm like, fuck. We're just all just yucking
it's like
it up.
A big group sex session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talking about San Diego and how bomb it is. And now I have friends. And then when I left, I had like a full wave from like the entire staff because now I'm friends with them.
Nice.
And now I can just get whatever I want whenever I want.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works now because I'm a fucking queen of LA Fitness.
See, I do what's called pay more, and I could use any of the crunch
things. Fuck that. Listen, I may not go to synagogue, but I am still a Jew until the day I die. Absolutely. Why pay? And here's the thing. Not only is it satisfying because you've saved money, but you've worked to save. Like, it means more.
So I'm actually, like, really thinking about, like, when I redo my shit, like, to not pay, do, like, the cheaper one. Because part of why I pay more is you get like the fucking hydro massage, whatever. And like,
have you taken advantage of any of that?
Once. But like literally as you sign up to use it, they let anybody use it. They don't care if you've
right.
a member, if you pay them more or not. Like the only thing that is I'd still use two of the separate gyms, but if I pay less, I don't have to use the other one. Like by my parents' house, like I don't have to go there.
You just plan better and then.
That's what I'm saying. So you know I don't have to go there. And it's funny because now, like, I almost kind of force myself to go there because I'm like, I pay more to be able to use multiple gyms. I'm going to use multiple gyms.
That's where they get you.
Yeah.
That's where they get you. And, like, especially with, like, this buy one, get one free stuff, like, at Publix, you're like, oh, shit, buy one, get one free. It's like, yeah, oh, that's chicken nuggets. You don't eat that. Or, you know, whatever it is, like, canned SpaghettiOs. Like, oh, buy one, get one free. It's like, yeah, but you would have never bought that in the first place. So they're tricking you.
Oh, I know.
And so you think you're saving money.
Wait, I mean, I might.
But you're not saving money, and don't you fucking forget it. Because you know what's cheaper than fucking a BOGO is $0, not buying it at all.
Oh.
Just letting you know, I'm fucking Dave Ramsey, bitch.
Buy none, get none.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want it, because you're better than that. But no, you're not, actually. No,
Speaking
you're
of what,
fucking
there's
not.
Actually some really good sales at Publix. I need to go to there and get some. Back, like the new BOGOs this week are fucking good.
All right, back to New Year's resolutions. We got squirreled.
All right.
I know you're not a big believer in them. I'm not either. They don't really last, but I do like to have them. And much like, listen, Kevin Hazlett tells me a lot of things, okay? And he said to write, at the beginning of last year, he told me to write down all of my goals and stick them on my wall. And they are still fucking there, right in front of my closet. And I see them every fucking day. I would say they've all come to fruition.
Really?
Yes. In now I'm sounding like a religious person. God works in mysterious ways. Maybe not in the manifestation that I had thought that they would, but
in one form or another.
Yes, in one form of another, in some iteration, they have revealed themselves to me, some more directly than others, and I'm very grateful for that.
Good.
Now, is that just some voodoo Kevin Hazlett shit? Maybe, but when they're kind of staring you in the face every day, you start maybe talking about it more.
But like the guys you watch on YouTube would say the same shit. Like I've heard them say, write down your
goals.
That way you look at them every day.
You see, because then once you start looking at it every day, it's not like it just magically manifests. It's just on your mind more.
Of course.
You start talking about it more. You start wheeling and dealing more. You start finding people who maybe have, you know, similar interests as you or whatever and help you get to your goals. And that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of, if I were to do a year in review and things that have really changed, I would say COVID. Like I got COVID. That was a big thing. I was like scared of that. And then I fucking, you know, faced that Chinese bioweapon like a motherfucker. No, I did get a little sick.
And we talked about the other day on the air that you're glad that you got it and got over it versus not having it at all, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So am I.
Because I know my body can handle it because I'm a bad bitch.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to be just fine. And now this Omicron variant everyone's scared of. Bring it ho. I think I'm gonna call my mom after the show. I'm feeling combative.
Speaking
again.
Of bring it ho, you said bring it ho. I'm gonna call my mom.
So what are the rules exactly? And here's the thing about, you know, shame, I'm about to, you know, talk shit, but you know, my mom is, you know, a pretty logical person. At least I would like to think so.
Sure.
And she, you can reason with her, but at the end of the day, she is I don't know what the word would be, but she is like a, I don't want to say a slave to authority, but at the end of the day, she I don't want to say she doesn't want to think for herself, but she goes, listen, that's not my expertise. Okay. I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
Okay. But you have access to information that doctors have access to. So you're basically a doctor.
You have WebMD.
You have WebMD, you have Wikipedia, you know how things work.
Yeah.
Here's the like, and now I used to think that way because you know why? It's kind of like religion. You go, why does this happen? because it's God's will. And you go, okay. Like, mm-hmm. that's so easy and nice. And you're like, oh, that's so comforting. When you are forced to think for yourself mm-hmm. and beyond the level of like, these doctors aren't gods. They're human beings and they make errors and they're often wrong. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you can look at it, have a room of physicians and they wildly disagree on this, on a specific topic mm-hmm. should give you credence to be like, okay, this isn't black and white. This isn't, does gravity exist? This isn't a question like, is the world, you know, round versus flat? This is something that is highly debated by physicians with the same credentials. So if the experts can't agree on something, then I feel like the onus is then on you to use your best judgment with your tools that you have in your hand, which involve this, a phone or a computer, and to do your own research and then make the best decision based on what you've found out. Because again, you could go to another physician, like her physician is saying the exact opposite of Dan, and he's also a surgeon. Now, that guy's a heart surgeon. Dan's a plastic surgeon, right. obviously. But they're both not COVID, like, immunologists or mm-hmm. epidemiologists. They've had to learn things along the way. You hear Dan talking about it all the time. I'm learning new things every day.
You saw the stack of papers he had printed out to read.
I did.
Just for that one guy.
He's part of the cool kids club, the think tank, you know?
Yeah.
And there's doctors in there that probably disagree with one another mm-hmm. and surgeons. And so you have to kind of think for yourself. So I feel like I'm going to have specific rules just because it makes certain people feel comfortable. And that's really the only thing that I care about or that I'm willing to adjust or conform to is like your comfort level. Right.
Yeah.
Because and my comfort level, obviously. So what sure. I'm not going to be wearing a mask tomorrow. Like, I'll wear a mask. If someone asks me, like, a flight attendant, like, I'll fucking do it, but...
You have to.
Right, but also, I was walking around the airport in fucking Houston or wherever I was last time with no mask, and no one... People would look at me, but no one was saying shit.
You'll have one for when they ask.
Of course.
And when they ask, you'll put it on.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm this...
Of course, yeah. But, like, I'm not going to be rolling around with a mask. It's so arbitrary. I'm rolling around. I haven't worn a mask in fucking 6 months, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, I have to go to the airport, to wear a mask, which is like, all right, I'll do it. It right. makes no sense, but I will do it mm-hmm. to make people feel comfortable if they ask me, because they'll get in trouble if they're not seeing and enforcing the law.
Right.
I don't want to get them in trouble. I get there, they're just the messenger. They don't give a fuck. But, you know, the same thing kind of goes with my mom, where it's like, you know, she can go to the grocery store or to a restaurant or something. And like,
hang out
can
with
I?
Random people.
Yeah. You don't know people's vaccination status. Mm-hmm. I mean, It's not like Philadelphia where they're checking the passport at the door and they won't
right,
let you in
right.
or New York or wherever the fuck this is happening. But, you know, so whatever. I'm just going to see where she is, how comfortable she is. It's mm-hmm. like once I get the PCR test, can I not go to the gym now? Because on and not going to the gym is not good, especially when she's got nothing else going on. If I've got nothing else going on and I can't go to the gym.
How about like woo-hoo! Going outside and going for a run? Because that's a little bit different than going inside of a gym.
Yeah, but also I checked the weather. It's a little bit on the chilly side.
What's chilly?
I mean, the lows were like 39.
Well, that's cold.
Yeah, I mean the high like 65 or something.
Okay, that's chilly. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I like to be, and also I just like the vibe of a gym.
I know you do.
And I also, oddly, I like love and hate when I go to this old gym because I've been going there since I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I have like a lot of like bizarre memories
of
there.
Course.
Memories where I used to take a hip hop class with a guy who I thought was really hot. And I'm like, wow, he's like an adult. He's 23. His name is Richie. And me and my best friend would go take class from Richie.
Right.
And he was a really good dancer and he was white. And okay. there were a lot of black people in the class. And I'm like, wow, this guy must be really cool.
Yeah, no shit.
If the fucking black people think that this guy can dance.
Right.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I remember like, doing a lot of drugs and trying to get, you know, serotonin back in my brain and crying at the gym. Like, that was also a moment. And I ran into a girl I used to party with, and she goes, you look like shit. And I remember being on an elliptical crying, and I didn't know why. And she goes, you need to take 5-HTP. And I'm like, and I'll look at the elliptical. That's where I found out what 5-HTP was.
Okay.
You know? And that's where I remember I found out where Katrina was on a treadmill. You know?
Found out what?
Katrina. What happened? Like, it was 2005.
Okay.
The hurricane?
No, I know. I didn't know if like that was code for another kind of drug you've been doing.
Oh, no. I was literally watching the TV and I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good. Is that a hurricane? Oh, shit. Run in.
What's that spinny cloud looking thing?
I'm like, oh, Katrina. You know, so I just have all these weird memories.
That's when it hit the Chocolate City.
Let's move on.
That's what the mayor called it. Black mayor called it a chocolate city. And then he later said, oh, it's like chocolate milk where you have milk and chocolate together that's mixed up.
That was the mayor?
Yeah.
That's not good. It's not good for the city of New Orleans.
You think?
Yeah. But sometimes I'll run into people that, you know, I haven't seen since high school. And I go, what are you doing? They go, same thing I've been doing the whole time. Absolutely fucking nothing. I'm like, great.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to talk about me. I don't want to see you. I'm going to pretend I didn't see you. I will hide from you.
Mm-hmm.
I will hide. When I would go to the mall when the malls were a thing, and I would jump like in the clothes rack. Like, get.
You would pretend like you're a mannequin. You jump up on the fucking little.
Don't talk
box.
To me. I don't want to talk to you. This isn't fun trying to catch up to 20 years or something.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Like, I didn't care about you then. Why would I care about you now?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Unless I am at a party, in quotes, and there is lots of alcohol, then I'm mm-hmm. not interested. Please leave me alone.
Yeah, right.
Please leave me alone. I don't want to see you in sober life. It's
I
not
could
good.
Be not interested at the store or not interested at the party. Whichever.
There's a reason I don't have any friends, and it's not me.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not you at all, because you're normal.
I'm normal. All right, guys. Bubba 199, last
yep,
one
tonight,
of the year.
Twizzitch.
Twitch, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. I think I got some new music you guys might like or not. Either way, I'm sure you'll have an opinion about it,
oh,
and you will
great.
Let me know in chat.
But Omri Grunt, 414, 214.
Thank you so much. And to the rest of you, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Whatever fake holidays you celebrate, mm-hmm. enjoy the metaverse.
That bitch will be gone next week, but we're still going to have a couple shows next week.
You'll have some shows.
Stay tuned.
I will be staying tuned. I'll be watching it from afar, and I'll be heckling you guys in chat. So buckle up. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to ban Anna in chat next week.
But in all honesty, thank you guys so much for a great year.
Yes.
It was a momentous one for me. I've been having a blast.
This year's,
very happy to be
this
here.
Year's really changed. You've changed this past year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I'm like way more. I realized. Hold on, cut the music. So, I came to a realization. I am the most wholesome person of all of my friends, and that includes my friends with kids and husbands. They're doing more drugs than me
this year.
Yes. And I told my friend, she's like, this person is into this, and this person's been doing that, and this person's mm-hmm. been doing crack. And I'm like, holy shit. I go, friend, I am your most wholesome friend. That mm-hmm. is so fucking sad, because I'm the only one that's like single, doesn't have a husband, doesn't have children. Mm-hmm. And look at me. On Saturday morning, your friend who's 40 is waking up hungover because they did too much ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? I was getting my strip test. For the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which I started because right. I'm wholesome like that, and I'm challenging myself, and I'm up early on the weekends doing exercise. Who'd have thunk? Mm-hmm. Who'd have thunk it? It's me, guys. It's me.
Rarely partying, not drinking much.
And I know you guys like to think that I'm a cokehead because it's fun and it's on brand or whatever. And do I indulge from time to time? Not recently, because I'm scared it all has fentanyl. But if I was sure that it didn't, yeah, from time to time,
mm-hmm.
I indulge. But you know what I prefer more? Sobriety.
What?
I know. And let me tell you, hold on, cut the music one more time before I go. Just one more time. I had a thought that I can't let it go.
Oh, no.
And I don't want to give too many details away.
Okay, gotcha.
Sometimes we can offend people.
Uh-huh.
You know, the ignorant rednecks that listen to the show get upset sometimes.
No, they're hicks.
They're too stupid to know the difference.
Bunch of ass eaters.
They eat ass on four wheelers. That's fine. But you think that some people grow up, like when you talk about young people, you're like, oh, they're so immature.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people stay like that their whole lives.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Sometimes age isn't a factor in maturity. Sometimes people are immature and they just fucking stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that was something that I've learned in the last few years. I'm like, oh, you're petty, fucking immature piece of shit, and you're 49.
Yes.
That's odd. That's weird that you haven't evolved emotionally. Now, not everybody, and I'm not bragging, not everyone is as emotionally mature as me. And you laugh. You go, ha ha, you're stupid. You always make the baby noises and stuff. Yeah, I'm just fucking shit. We're fucking around. But right. In reality, I'm an amazing communicator because I've seen a lot of shitty communicators around me and I saw how they fucking failed.
Yep.
And I go, okay, you actually have to say what's on your mind and communicate effectively when you're not upset, when you're not angry. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of time, and then you also have to be logical. So even though something may hurt your feelings and you go, wah, that hurts, you go, but I understand why that person had to do what they had to do because fuck, they had to do what they had to do.
Right.
But then sometimes people, they get upset about it. They go, but wah, that I saw something and it hurt my feelings and I don't like it. And why are you hurting my feelings? It's like sometimes just because your feelings are hurt doesn't mean that the other person was in the wrong.
Correct.
Sometimes you just have to own your emotions. And sometimes that actually not sometimes, all of the times, once you become aware of the emotion, it really has less power over you.
Mm-hmm.
I got that on my waking up podcast this morning. So thank you, Sam Harris. That's not even original fucking thought from my brain. But it's true, though, because as soon as you start to realize you're like, I'm getting angry, if you go, I wonder why I'm getting angry.
And you think about
it. And you go, oh, I'm angry because, you know, this person started whatever, doing this, whatever, they dated this person. And you get, and you realize, oh, that's why I'm getting angry, but that's okay. I'm going to just let that emotion go because I have control over, not over my thoughts, but over the way I react to my emotions.
Yep.
You let that shit go. And that's called being an adult. It's called being grown up. It's called being mature. And sometimes age doesn't really reflect that. Your age does not really reflect how mature you are. You'd think that there would be a direct correlation between how old you are and how mature you are, but that's not always the case. And I just want people to know that. What? Tell your families on Christmas, hey, Aunt Barbara, just because you're 65 doesn't mean you know jack shit. You don't. You've been married 3 times and you've been divorced 3 times. And that's a real fucking story about my Aunt Barbara.
And the problem is you.
Yeah.
That's what you could tell them.
Yeah. So please, Aunt Barbara, please keep your dating tips and tricks to yourself because you've had 3 failed marriages.
She might be a good dater.
I don't think so. Have a great holiday, guys. We'll see you on the other side. Bubba 199 tonight.
Yep.
Thank you, Blitz, for everything.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.